Okay, good morning. So today we'll finish up with the Siman Be'ez Hashem, Siman Kutz, Arichas, and Chatzitzas. A long Siman. I have a lot of my comments here that you saw, but most of them are pretty simple and straightforward, so I don't think we're going to have trouble getting through at least most of them this morning, Be'ez Hashem. So the first thing we're up to now is we're up to Sif Mem. So here we're talking about what they fondly refer to as the mikveh lady, right, a mikveh lady, a mikveh attendant. So the Rosh in Hilchos Mikvahs in the first source, it's in Chavches. The Rosh writes, "V'tzorach shetei isha omedes aleh b'shas tefillah." There needs to be another woman there who sees her when she goes into the mikveh, not because you need edim. Okay, it's Eidechanem Bisurin. We believe the woman the whole time is Sofra Law, La Atzma, in terms of counting everything else. But rather, just a practical point, says the Rosh, Shatirish and Nichas Akul of a mind, so Nisharu Misaru Sabachutz. Women very often have long hair. So you go into the water, so the hair kind of floats to the top. So it's conceivable that some of the hair won't go in. So the purpose of the mikveh attendant, the mikveh lady, is to see that, make sure that she, every part of it doesn't have to be a mikveh lady. Theoretically, the husband could do, we discussed that. But just to make sure, it's not a matter of edus, but rather making sure that she went all the way down. Yeah.
Can you say that this is like an
actual thing? Yes, let's see, because actually, it's not so clear that that's the only option. If you take a look in the, if you take a look in the Ravid, okay, in the Balei Nefesh, in Source 2, Shara Tzvila Siman Aleph, the Balei Nefesh writes, "Ushra isha tovela tzvicha shetamor acheres al gabo, betira shal isha misar sel pnei amayim." Says the same thing. But then he gives another option. Or, shetichrach sar al rosha, tie your hair in such a way. Now, remember that we had the very first shiur on chatzitza, what types of things in your hair are considered chatzitza, what's not considered, whatever, she should tie up her hair. Now, you don't necessarily, the O means another option. You don't necessarily need another person there. If you can put, let's say one has very short hair, or she ties her hair down with something, could go in the Tiche Chalilta. We discussed this the first year in Chatzitza, the Siman, was about the different types of ribbons and different things that are considered Chatzitza, not considered Chatzitza, and so on. So these tichei chalutah, she'en mechlochos, shamay mechon lobohem, it's tied in such a way, it's kind of loose, so the water gets in. Again, we discussed that. So that's an, or inami bechutei seir, she'en chotzin, rafilah him udokim, okay? Or the other parts of the hair, she ties it down. Anyway, my timer. Agam dashula mahanke shabra ila b'mama. The point is, it ties it down in such a way the water can get in. So the rabbit seems to be saying you don't really need to have a person there at all. Okay, if you can assure, find some other way to assure that she went completely down. Okay, the Rashboa and the Bayez HaKotzer, Bayez Zayin, Shara Zayin, he starts off saying like the Rosh, okay, he says, Ha'isha tzricha shetamar isha acheres v'gabu v'shas tzvila v'tira shalot yeh sara v'sara zosha tzofa tzafa p'nei amayim. But karcha tzarasea arosha v'dobe shenu chotzes kichutin chotzim en advarim shenu chotzim v'bishet 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 v'bishet. Rashboa seems to be kind of saying, the Rosh doesn't talk about any option. The Rosh simply says straight, you have to have somebody else there. The Ravid seems to give you two options. The Rashboa gives both options, but it sounds similar. The Rashboa's option B is a b'di'evit. The Chatchila, it's better to have a person there no matter what. If you can't get a person, if she did and she tied it down, then the Tzvila counts. Okay? And the other Svarim, I printed the Kolbo here in Siman Peivov. Before Kosov Haram, Nishmaso Eden, the ninth says Nishmaso Eden, right, like the Echavroch, Sonal Rochav. Isha Shetaval Tzricha Lalach Ima Isha Yehudis, he points out the other person has to be Jewish. O Baila, or husband. O Nara, she Doli Osim Yud Beishan, or a young girl, over the age of 12. Okay, we don't have Liro Osim Tova Kmin, Avalo Goya Ho Vishazik Yisur. Again, it's not a matter of Edus, okay, it's not a matter of Edus, as we said. Okay, the Ram here means presumably the Maram Rundberg. Okay, not the Rambam. Okay, anyway, and the Sefer Ogur also says in his Hilchos Tzvila Siman Elef Shin Pei Zayin 5, Kosam Haram, Kshetavel Osisha Tzvicha Chaverta Shetira Tzvila. Also, Vasir Bei Shono, Omailo, Nemenes Lewis Tzvila. Also, Avalo Basav Kom Hol Vika Yisurim. Again, not that it's an Eidus issue, not that a Goy is supposed to Eidus, but again, She may not take the whole thing so seriously. She won't know what to look for. She won't, you know, she won't necessarily tell the truth or whatever because she doesn't care about it and so on. Okay. So it's interesting. So in terms of the Rishon and the Beis Yosef here in our Siman Kuf Tzadik Ches and Sif Mem, and six discusses what the Torah is there machlokes. As I mentioned, Rishon, is there machlokes as to whether you must have a person there or it's only a possibility. The Beis Yosef learns there's no machlokes here. Okay, there's no machlokes. There's different options. Right? He quotes the Kosov Adonai of Arash. That's a quote from the Torah, obviously. Okay, and he writes at the end, look what he says at the end of the first or the second line of six, Bechein Kosov Arashbo. Right, so the Rashbo is not really arguing. Okay, he's not saying, you know, that the Rosh also would be okay with tying the hair down some other way, right? And that's what he says. Masha Kosov Arashim Arabid, Kain Kosov Gamkan Arashbo, like we just saw. Nira Lachori says it could be the Yach Lelachlok Al Dibra Rosh Hevi Dibra Arabid. Okay, maybe he's bringing the Arabid who's saying that's just as good to have, you know, this other way of getting your hair down. And therefore he's disagreeing, but the Beis Yosef writes, Ain Lafarish Kain. I don't think that's what it means over here, okay? And therefore, he says there's no machokas, okay? They're all not arguing. They're just giving another aid, so something else you could do. And the Rosh would agree that would work also. You follow? So that's how the Beis Yosef works, right? Because the Hilchach Nirali Shalom Hevi Rabbeinu Diver Raivin Lachok of the Rosh, and I'm going to tikkun lispol below Yisham Eretz Lagavon. Another way to do it without a person, that's what he thinks. However, full disclosure, the Bach, in the Lamed Vav, in 7, holds it is a machlokas. Okay, he holds it, they are arguing. See that? See the Bach there? Nira Milasham and Arrive at the Choleku Adiv HaRosh. Behu Lefisha Kosa HaRosh Tamot Isha Gabo. Okay, and that's what you have to do. And therefore, Kishav Shah Tamot Isha Gabo, Ein Lo Lismoch HaKvicha Sarosh Lechatchila. He thinks the Rosh is saying, no, don't rely. He didn't bring this idea of tying the hair down a certain way. He said, Lechatchila, don't rely on that. Right, that's what he said. All right, the efshadim over to the U.S. The efshadim over alasaras utzricha lipol shenis. That's how the Bach is learning the Rosh. No, if you didn't have another person there, maybe you'd have to the betvila tak wouldn't count. Okay, I'll arrive at him karchas there. Also, it's you alaf gav the efshar hayalav habid yishal gavo. Okay, even though she could have had somebody else, she decided for this option. This is good. Ein lahachmer ala alachul lipol shenis. But he writes, I will EF Shalom be Isha's Tower of Gabo. Let's say it's impossible. There's nobody else there. She's away someplace. She's, you know, has to go to an ocean or something, or she's far away. Kiyoshi Dari Chida be here. Inami Ain Chaber to Rotz Alechem. You can't find anybody. Then Ain Tzorach Shadjar Bala Gabo. Okay. Especially because, you know, again, if the husband sees her, then it'll be turned off and so on. We discussed that also. Okay. And he said the Rosh would agree to that. So anyway, the, and he ends at the Bach ends the local Beis Yosef because of Rav Rosh Mar Marchado Mar Marchado Lo Pligi. The less I look at the preacher. So the Bach learns that they're talking arguing, and the Rosh holds is really unless Mamash Shas and Chag, it's impossible to get somebody. Okay, even there that the Rosh agrees, but other than that, he says you should not rely on the others. So it's a Taka Machlokas Achronim as to how to read these sheets of the Mishnah. Anyway, how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch writes we're up to Sif Mem Source 8. Here in some Kutsariches, it's Sarach Lamar al Gabi Yehudas Gedolios, and Yud Beishonik, and a Jewish woman who's older than 12 years old. And when she goes down, Shatir Shalishar Mishar Rosh, Shalishar Mishar Rosh, Tzaf al Pnei Amayim, that some of the hair floats on top of the water. Bim Elo, Mishat Tamar al Gabo. If she can't find him, if she Belila, and so on, okay, and you can't get to the company, Tichok, so then you can tie it down with something else. And he says, "Uvavach to Rafaim, and as we soft and loose, that the water can get in and so on." Okay, so that's a question. The Shulchan Aruch does not seem. The Shulchan Aruch seems certainly to prefer. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch seems to prefer that you should certainly have another woman there. However, if there's nobody can get it, then you know, no other way around. So that's kind of like the Bach said it, right? I mean, he's paskening that way. There may not be a machlokas. Yosef Karo held there's no machlokas, but he certainly says it's preferable. The better option is to have another woman there. Okay. The Sidri Tara, the Shira Tara, is caught in the Ayin Tes. Okay. He says that again. Quotes Tiferes Shmuel. Okay. Mikol makom nira davka beisha shein a zviza behula b'mayim. Abohecha shezviza v'enim helas mayim. The tofsa sar b'yoda ad shamayim olam heite b'arosho. Okay, b'oz pasu yodea ha'mishapri tefilo v'shasen chak yicholos b'chazer. He says, certainly shasen chak, a woman who's not worried and go in she holds her hair and she knows what she's doing, then you can rely on that even without tying the hair. In other words, he goes even further. He says, shasen chak, you don't even have to hold your hair. You know, just if she can hold it, she's going to be careful. She knows what she's doing. Okay, she's not worried about being in the mikveh, and the cold and whatever else. He says, even without tying the hair, shasen chak, he's making. Okay, and if it's ketshua, however, quotes Rekuyeger, it's a quote from Chavbeis, the Pishkei Tshuva, says a no. He says, it doesn't accept this kula from the Suritara. He quotes Rekuyeger saying, if she didn't do either thing, she didn't tie her hair down or have another person there, then the tefillah doesn't count. I think that today, it's standard practice, have another person there. Okay, that's the practice today. Okay, so that's din number one. That's Sif Mem. Good. Moving on to Sif Mem Aleph. The Gemara says, in either Simon Zion of Aleph, 11, Amar of Gil Amarav, Nos Natav Shalivna, the Tavlava also. Okay, she was cooking something, she had sticky stuff or whatever, right? She gave it to her kid, okay? She had not cleaned herself up before, and she gave the food to the kid to hold or whatever. Okay, lo also the tefillah. The tefillah doesn't count because afal gav the hashtal, like, there might be nothing on her now. Ema briduni nafal. We had that expression, that funny word briduni. Rashi showed yesterday, he said, doesn't exactly know what the word means, but basically means that whatever was on her, may have been on her during the Shas tefillah, came off when she came out. Right? You know, the briduni nafal means upon her exit from the mikveh, it came off, but it was perhaps there during the Shas tefillah. All right, so that's a Gemara. So we have to assume that there might have been something sticky on her, and even though it's not nothing now, when she checks herself, it may have fallen off when she came out of the mikveh, was talking there, b'shas tefillah. That's what the Gemara says. Interestingly, Tosus, on that daf and neither Samad Zanam and Aleph, quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, who had another case in the Gemara that our text of the Gemara, our Gersh of the Gemara, doesn't have. Tosus 12, neither Samad Zanam and Aleph, Dibur Maskel, Dibur Maskel, Nosna Lo. Here it is. Okay, she's holding on to her kid. It's her son. She couldn't find a babysitter. I don't know. She had to bring the baby with her, the child with her to the mikveh, whatever. And she couldn't, and the kid wouldn't let go. Okay, so she's holding on to the kid. Okay, the tefillah also doesn't count. What's the issue there? Yesh lefarish mefashelas as bala achorev he aruma v'laya begadela v'tavla also to the why the chashinan shema have alea dinuka tip. Kids play with mud and the kids get dirty and they have sticky hands and fingers all the time, so we're afraid that because of what the kid had on him, so nitbak v'imo v'chotzes b'chotz v'lo yodala, right, the kid was on her back and he touched him and he got the dirt over her back. And that's a tefillah, she didn't realize it. And the Afal Gav, the Chazin Lahasta, like a media, even though now we can see she sees nothing on her. Chashina Dilma Baliyasa, her tefillah, Nafal Berduni. Okay, the same question. When she came out, this stuff got on her. Okay? So that's the Tosus has that other case. Okay? The Rosh also seems to have that gear. So if you look in 13, the Rosh. So the Rosh also has that extra case in his presentation. Okay, that, again, we don't have that in our Girsa, but the Rabbeinu Hananel had the Girsa, and so did the Rosh. And the Rambam also quotes both dinim, but he doesn't lump them together the same halacha. Parag Beis, Hilchos Mikvaos, halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam has this case. Okay, he brings la halacha. If Hashelos bena lachorav etavlo, lo also la tefillah shema hayatit berag lehatino. Kid on his hand, or Rambam said on his foot. Obiyada either way. The nidbak beimo b'shas tefillah b'chatzas achar shalosan nafal, and it didn't fall off until after she came out. That's an halacha you base. Like your test, neither shanasa tafsir bava tov also tila mipnei hasham nunis shal yodel. Same thing. So the Rambam also, again, although he doesn't lump them together in the same halacha, he does have both of those cases. So the Shulchan Aruch here in Arsif Mem Aleph, okay, and Vashelas Bra Lacharia Kishrum of Tavlo, Lo also La Tvila, Shema Tip Raga, Tina Kobiyot of Nibak Mokhat of Shatila, Baka Shelas and Nafal. So the Shulchan Aruch does bring our case, this case. It's if Mem Aleph, okay, he does bring this extra case. Apparently, he was aware of that gears also, all right, and again, because something was on. Interestingly enough, here is another relatively rare kula from the Bach. The Shach, that's a cotton and gimel, when it says also tefillah, quotes the Bach, Bach posach, besosim kusach, that's the also tefillah. Why? Because Isa b'shas, nasa tafshil v'al also tefillah, our Gemara doesn't have this case. So the Bach therefore holds that this case of the woman holding the baby, it appears in other girsas, but the Bach of the Maisa, we don't have that girsa, so therefore we should be careful about it, but it's not enough to disqualify to possible tefillah yet. Well, they said, the Gemara says, also, too. It might be a real chatzitza. Let's remember, you know, it's on her back. It could, you know, it could be a. Well, that, I don't know. That's, maybe it is mock, but it could be dirt. That's the assumption, I think. Because our kids, I'll tell you the answer, our kids don't play in the dirt and the mud the same way. It's true. I mean, they're the floor of the house is dirt. You know what I'm saying? It was different. I'm serious. Our kids are indoors. It's much more pristine. The kids played out in the court, and they're mud and the dirt all the time. It's different. Okay, but anyway, that's what it says. But then it's been cool from the bottom nonetheless. Good.
Any question?
Yeah, question. Sorry.
What about the issue of like holding on too tightly? I feel like the child's definitely going to hold very tightly.
Yeah, I thought of that also because it's funny that they don't bring that up. I guess there's soon that much the mother will know to do. Here, the concern is that there'll be something on her that she doesn't realize. That's the problem. I think that's the concern. She won't know it. But to go to her, and I think that thing Gemara will know, that should take care of. She'll loosen in such a way that she will, the waterway will get in.
Well, you should say to Raya, for the people who say that it's not talking about her going into
the
mikvah with the child, it's talking about
right before. Yeah, so, right. There are others who say what he just said, that was right. In other words, the kid had to come with her to the mikvah, not go down the water. He sat up there, or she sat up there. Well, yeah. Okay, good. Chief Membeis, 17. Sefta Mikvahs Parakes Halacha Dalad Nichnasut Sroros the Kismin. Sroros are like pebbles, small stones. The Kismin like wood, the chips. The Sidke Ragla Molamata. Okay, Sidke Ragla. Now, this is also we have to also this dovetails what we were saying to you. I said, you know, in those days people walked around more barefoot, okay, than we do today, okay. And as a result of that, there were often on the bottom of your foot, like calluses or more cracks on the bottom of the foot. Okay. There's still places, I guess, in Africa and so on today where people run and walk barefoot. We can't imagine walking barefoot. I mean, we're skin therefore is softer because we always have shoes and socks on. Okay. Although, there to show you see people walking around. You know, certain guys, I know somebody, you know, he walks onto the bus, we're trying to show him, his feet are there and gets on up. Right, but anyway, as a result of that, there are certain cracks in the bottom of the skin under the foot, so, which we are not as accustomed to today, not walking around that way. So if a little, I'm not talking about a splinter, okay, but inside the crack, a little stone gets caught, a little pebble gets caught. It can even happen to us sometimes, I guess. Have some calluses on the foot. Anyway, Rabbi Kiva says it's not chotzis because that's based on star. Right? That's not really it's like an opening. It's a slit in the skin. I don't know how to describe it better, but you know what I'm saying, right? So the thumb gets in there or a little pebble gets in there. So Rabbi Kiva says it's not chotzis because like a base of star. However, the Rambam Paskins in Perek Beis Alachaches, Vilchos Mikvos, 18, Nichnesut Tzoros Hakishm Skiralagam Malamata Chotzitzim. No, it is a chotzitzim. Rambam Paskin is not like a Mekibit. Now, it didn't look in the Tosefta like there was a Machlokas, but the Kesef Mishnah points out there in 4 Beis, 19, he quotes the Tosefta, Okay, and he says mashmal arbeno, after he quotes the Tosefta there, the Kesef Mishnah writes, so mashmal arbeno the kevan the b'shama yichidohu ksanilo pligal arbon. The way it's presented, I'm sorry, the kevan the b'shma the yichidoh, it's presented that Rekeva said that it's not a chotzeit. Ram understood, yeah, but the Chachamim disagree. Even though it didn't say it openly, that's the Kesef Mishnah said the Rambam learned. Okay, that he feels Rekeva is a das yachi, the Chachamim disagree. Okay, and they hold this is a chatzitza, and then he says va'odei shlomar. Interestingly, the time of the rekiva mishum the shulei the base hastarim lo beinan shiuru uyum labias mayim. Maybe rekiva disagrees with that whole principle we talked about kalaroi labila and so on, and applying kalaroi labila to this case, rekiva may hold that the base hastarim doesn't have to be roi labias mayim. Okay, parakamik kedushin, parakinokas. I mean, the bina shiur lebias mayim, right? That's the rule, and we applied the principle kolor lebila by the menachas and so on and so forth. That even though it doesn't have to be mixed, but it has to be roy to be mixed, so you can't have too much flour in one jar, one bowl. Okay, so we apply that here also. Even though the water doesn't have to go into the basis darim, but it has to be roy to be able to go. So you can't have a chatzitza there. So Kubi Rekiva disagrees that whole. The whole principle, and he may hold that the basin storm doesn't need to be royal of Yismayim, but we pass that it does. And so therefore the Shulchan Aruch agrees with the Rambam. Here it's in Membeis 20, it's in Kursar Ches in Membeis, Nichnas Utsoros Ksam B'Sikir Alev, Unata Chotzitim, Taka Chatzitza. Okay, Membeis, Mem Gimel. So in general, about other examples of Chatzitza in the basin storm. The Mikvos, the Tosefta Mikvos says, Per Ches Alev, question on. The Sefti says, "Parakhes halachay, isplenis melug moratia shall base a storm." Again, some type of bandage or ointment and so on, which we discussed. Okay, Rabbi Omer Chotzev, also Rabbi Omer Eino Chotzeitz. Okay, the bandage or something that covers up, wound in the base a storm. According to Rabbi, it is a chatzitz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not. The Rambam and Perek Beis Halacha Tes of Ilchus Mikvos Paskins 22 Ismonis Malugmor Rutia Shal Beis Astarim Chotzitzin like Rabbi Yafal Pi Shein Otzar Shiftas Umayim Tzuchu Ruoyin Veloy Behen Davar Chotzitz Kol Shabiyarna. Okay, can't be. Okay, but the again, so that we discussed. We discussed bandages already. One of the problems with bandages is that when we made certain chilukim. Because people are makra, they take it off always to check and see if the wound is healed. Or we had the Zichron Yosef, that discussion about a bandage being on for a specific period of time and so on. But anyway, but that was talking about bandages in general. Here it's talking about bandages in a basic storm. So basically the same rules apply. It is a chatitza in the basic storm. And that's our Shofar Paskin here in Sif Mem Gimel. 23. Isponis Bulumer Tishabe Storm Chotzitim Afishem Tichem Shikhnas Umayim Tichem Ruim Loibem Dabra Chotzit. Okay. Ramor adds something interesting. Okay. Ramor adds in this discussion Yesh Omrim, the second one of 23, this is Sif Mem Gimel. Yesh Omrim Shisha Tzvicha Lahatil Mayim Kodim Tvil. Lahatil Mayim means she should go to the bathroom, right? The urinate. All right. The woman should try and go to the bathroom before going into the mikveh, imi tzrichah, she asked. Okay? And gam tzrichah libdo katsam gedolim uktanim. Okay, she should check herself out and make sure, gedolim uktanim means the covenant gedolim and the covenant uktanim. You know, like we say in the Baruch of Asher Yotzer, right? Warhol, the covenant. Right? So again, so there's, regular meraglim and so on. So it's called the coming down and coming down. Bottom line, a woman should assess herself to go to the bathroom. Why? Because if you have to go to the bathroom and you're holding it in, so then you tighten up, okay, and you're tightening up. Again, it's based on storim, but that's why the Ramo princess here, okay, we say that it has to be royal, even the based on storim has to be royal labias mayim. So she really has to go to the bathroom badly, and she's kind of holding it in, like we know, you hold it in, so you tighten up, and that's a problem. That's what Ramo says, yeah. So again, so it's going to follow the same din as in non-basis story. We'll discuss, yeah. Yeah. Again, so we said there are coolers and stitches, and it's a dissolve by itself. It's come out. It's going to be in for a certain fixed amount of time. Yeah. Okay. But that's what I'm mentioning here about this issue. So again, the woman doesn't have to go to the bathroom. She has to, it's not a din. Must go to the bathroom before going to the mikveh. But you know, if she feels even a little bit that she has to, so don't take that. Let me get into the mikveh ready. I'll go to the bathroom later. Go to the bathroom now. Okay. And he writes. Yeah, so then he writes, Gam Tzicha, Gam Tzicha, then he adds the end, Lahasir Tzoas HaChotem. Tzoas HaChotem is, you know, snot, so to speak. I'm sorry to be gruff, but, you know, the nose, okay? She should go ahead and basically blow your nose, okay? You're going to blow your nose, get any gook out of the bottom of the nose, all right? But the Shach adds, This business is not makir b'di'evit. All right. Now the Sidrei Tara in the Shura Tara Sukkot and Pei Gimel 25 wonders what does the shach mean? What's not makir b'di'evit? Holding anyone has to go to the bathroom or even blowing the nose. All right. He says mashma the af b'tzos achotim ain't a makir b'di'evit. Makula koi. The statement of the shach goes on everything. Everything was in this siman. So holding it in, we have to go to the bathroom, blowing your nose, it's not makir b'di'evit. All right. However, he says, after the go shari dura lo hisig vakahad the tzvich livdo katz and glowing tanim. Okay. Avotos achotan is not the modem shum chatzitzo. He says that some say that no, the blowing your nose, that is makir. That is makir. All right. Sure, the shach seems awful. He quotes that there's some who learned that the shach is not going on that. The statement the shach is quoting is going only on the bathroom issue, not on the blowing the nose issue. The 26th, the Chayadam, the Chachmas Adam called Kuf Chaf Alex, the Sif Alex, he writes, Tinaket, so it's a chot, and it's also a zayim. Okay, Mad the Efshar. Okay, blow your nose, clean out your ears, to the extent that you have to. But, Abu Mashiach, but Goba, a chot, and with Goba is nine, ain't a tzichalotzi. You don't have to go and clean out your ears and have a earwax job. Okay, you know, that would change. I mean, people have stuff inside their ears. I mean, there's certain people have to go regularly to a doctor or whatever to clear it out. I mean, I used to have, I don't have any more, but I used to have, you know, a buildup or whatever you call it, a wax buildup. I would go from time to time, maybe 3 times a year, whatever, to a doctor. And they put this thing with water. It feels like they're washing your brain out. You know, it's just the power of a stream of water that just breaks everything up. And, you know, I mean, it affects your hearing. You know, that's how it goes. And so I would wait till it gets somewhat painful and I would go. I haven't had that problem in recent years. But you don't have to do that before going to the mikveh, right? You don't have to go. I mean, look, we're familiar with this now, with these nasal tests. You know, they stick this thing up all the way up your nose, you know. But other than that, we don't tend to go up too far high up in the nose. That's what the Chayyadim writes. You don't have to do that either. Just the stuff that's on the outside. Okay, so much for that. Simon Mem Gil, Sif Mem Gil, Sif Mem Dalef. The Tosefta, again, is talking here about the hair that may be somewhat, there's a scab or some other type of wound, okay, or something, and I don't really understand it fully, something with eyelashes that they did for decorative or cosmetic purposes. The Tosefta says in Parakas Halacha Hey, Haisa Bosara Achas Chutzal Maka, Barosha Mutbuk Bamaka, okay, that's sort of a scab, and it was sometimes a scab. The blood, the blood kind of spills over and heals, and there's a hair sticking out from the skin. Osha was stezars rosh mukbuk b'fiv obiitzia. Okay, hare elochot tzetzes. How was stezars berise einan? Okay, by the eyebrows. Okay, and the cup plucked out. It's, I don't know. It says nimno chamish lekenbul b'timu. I don't really understand the mitzias exactly. I have to admit, I can look it up, and I understand the words. Well, I'm not positive of what it is. There's some kind of hair that's sticking out. Okay, it's something to do with the eyelashes. And these things are a chatzitza. And the Rambam Paskin, Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, Haisa 28, Haisa Bosara Achas, Ostaim Putzal Maka, Rosh Hamudba Klamaka, Osho Shtei Saras, Rosh Hamudba Gatit, there's dirt, there's hair there, Obetzo, Osho Shtei Saras, Barisa Eina Bamata, Benakon, Otin, Barisa Eina, Mala Hare, I just don't understand what they used to do exactly, I'm being honest. But these things are considered to be a chatzitza. The Ramah, in the Dark Emosha, says that maybe it depends on whether people are makbid. Right? Tez Zayin, with an answer 29. But nearly the Dvarim Eila be makbid. But also have a chatzitza, that's mitzvah tzavos. Ramah says, "Kmoshi is more recent than that." The Lavach, you have a mi'at shena makbid, they don't chatzitz. Right? I mean, apparently, some people are makbid on these hairs. So therefore, the Ramah says it's subjective. It's subjective. It depends whether this woman is makbid. Oh, Efshalom and Vahagav, the robe and other makbid, and we discussed that also. Maybe because robe and other are makbid, okay, but having me at a makbid, Allah Bechot, it's a cool Amma, it's not really eager. But now it goes by what the robe is. Anyway, this is in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon, Sifman Dalit 30. Hoysa Vesara Achas of Time Chut Lamakas Rosha Mubak Lamaka. Osho Shtei Saras Osho Mubokas Batita Batso Osho Shtei Saras Marisei Ena Milmata Benikva Otsiam Barisei Barisei Ena, again something with the eyelashes, okay, and all these cases, these are considered a chatzitza. They ran it through something. I can't picture exactly what it would look like. Okay, the Taz and Sifat Lamites, he tries to explain this case, the eyelashes. Some of the hair goes in, they made a little hole that should come out. I don't know, did they bend the hairs through somehow that it should look like it comes out into black? I can't quite picture what they would do. Okay. They would have the eyelashes or go into something, then come out further. I'm just not positive. I can't quite picture what they would do. Anyway, Rav Hashulchan also discusses it in Sif Tzadi. Okay, he tries to explain it in 32. Haisa ba maka samoch l'rosha v'asara sharosha hayachutz l'maka ach rosh sara achas sorry mudba l'maka. That we understand. Ariz achotin. Well, the mishama comes and goes. Welcome, she sara. It's talking about sara me'maka. Okay, b'cheinim rosha sara mudbokas petit. Right, they were stuck together. Okay, so that's also. And then he says, "V'chein ifom yishe gavine mata ola sero sheishas malav no kvin marise now no malav v'yotzim nisham." Anyway, these are all considered to be a chatzitza. Okay, all right. So that's what these cases are. All right, I don't think it's terribly common that people do that today. Anyhow, all right. So that's the Sif Mem Dal, Sif Mem Hey, 33. Okay. The Mishnah says in Mikvos, Park Test Mishnah Bays, V'lo yitpol ba'avak sha'al ragla. Shouldn't go to the mikvah with a lot of dust on your feet. Okay, it's certainly l'chatchil. All right. The Tosefta, however, says that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Park Test Mishnah Bays, lo yitpol ba'avak sha'al ragla. Tosefta, in Park Test Alef Alef 34, ha'yu ragla v'le'os avak v'yar v'tal mikvah sha'al ragla saw tohar. Sounds like the Sefta is disagreeing with the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says you shouldn't go in with the Mishnah says you shouldn't go in with the Avak Shal Ragla. The Sefta says if you did, it's Torah. So the Pashta says the Mishnah is saying L'chatchila, you shouldn't do it. And the Tosefta is telling us if you did, she has it, it went in, then it's okay. L'chatchila, you shouldn't do it. All right. The Rash, Shishan Rishant, on that Mishnah, it's actually not on that Mishnah, on a later Mishnah. Says 35. He quotes the Tosefta. He says Tanya b'Tosefta. Okay, that's Dima Masu Shiavabu 35. Tanya b'Tosefta Reish Karkes. We just read 34. Kofis Yadav Ragav Yosher Labamas Amayim Nichzon Amayim Dachti Tarvin Lav Tamei Hayur Aglayim Meleim Avak Biyarav Tamei Kuzesh Barabon Saw Tamei. That's not the gear that we have. We say Tahor. Okay. So I don't know whether he had a different gersa, all right, or he wanted to make the Tosefta match the Mishnah. I'm not sure. Okay, but that's what he says. He says Tomei. So okay. I'm just saying. I'm not sure what the Rash is doing. He says, I don't know if he's passing. He says, we don't passing like this Tosefta, or he had different gears in the Tosefta. But he says, he quotes the Tosefta, Tanim Tosefta, and he says, Tomei. So, you know, again, the problem is that because what's the problem altogether? The problem is that, you know, you have dust, so water and dust together makes dirt, right? And that's the problem, right? So the water kind of you know, can interact with the dust to make it thicker, make it into dirt. But anyway, the Rambam, Paskins in Perak Beis, Vilchus Mikvos, Halacha Yud, 36, well, Yipol Odom Be'ofer Shal Rago, and Tavo Eino Chotzitz. The Rambam says, no, no, Machok is the Mishnah Tosefta. The Mishnah is saying you shouldn't do it. Lo Yipol Odom Be'ofer Shal Rago, that's the Mishnah. Okay, that's the Mishnah 33, Perak Tes and Mishnah Beis. Don't do it. Vim Tavo Eino Chotzitz. That's a Tosefta. If you did it, but yeah, but it's no good. Okay? Because the truth of the matter is, even water interacting with dust, but it's not so much, it doesn't become so thick, and Adrabba, the water can sort of wash it away. Okay? You can argue that the water, so the Rambam certainly has our Girsa of Tosefta. If you learn the Rashi a different Girsa, which is what it looks like, the Rambam had our Girsa, and he says that, but it's not a machok, it's a pretty evident situation. Okay? And the concern is, again, you know, the water washed away the lichluch. That's what Rambam seems to say. And so here in Sif Mem Hei, 37, Shohar Paskins, well, Titpo Ba'avak Shal Rav, well, Tavla, Yesh Misha Omer Sheno Chotzeitz, Yesh Misha Mesha Chotzeitz. That's the Ram and the Rash. Okay, the Mechaber doesn't, Elam Kain Shisho Shal Tavla Bechamen. Okay, which hot water knocks it off. But, so the Mechaber kind of says, the Machokas, Yesh Misha Mesha Chotzeitz, that's the Ram. Yesh Misha Mesha Chotzeitz, that's the Rash. So the Mechaber hedges his bet, so to speak. Okay. All right, so that's the Shulchan Aruch. So again, there's probably room to be Machmir. Pesukei Teshuva mentioned an interesting case. Okay, 38. Pesukei Teshuva in Sukkot and Chav Gimel. B'Avak Shal Ayin B'Teshuva's Pnei Aryeh Shenishal Al Dvar HaAnoshim. Okay, Asher People Shasher Kutzosov Tal Talim. The knit, they have, you know, the hair, it hangs down, right? Nifsa, you know that, it's also Talpalm Shchoros, right? You know, a lot of materials. The Nifsa of Hashem, Avak Lavan, Shakorin, powder. Powder, right? The people have white powder. They put, you know, cosmetic powder in their hair to make it look nice or whatever. So he's talking in Imchotis Bitsulim, okay? And the people put in, you know, there are shadows today. People have what do you call it? Hair tonic? No, some people like to grease their. It used to be more popular, I think, in 1950s. I think, right? Hair tonic, you know, slick up their hair, so the hair would kind of. I think people do it today also. No, it's not become more popular. I'm not sure.
Like a gel.
Some type of gel, yeah. Some type of gel, a hair tonic, some type of hair, hairspray, hair gel, say all the same. So the hair kind of is tighter, stands up. I've never done it, so I don't know.
They
want the front. So the question is that a chatzitza by tefillin? Okay, let's say it's not standing up that high. I know what you're talking about. People slick it up, and then like, but even stop. So that's what he's talking about over here. I don't think there's an effort. I think it's the gel itself. Yeah, effort is a different problem, and so that already is in the post we talk about. You shouldn't have hair too long. You know, because of, you know, the hair to be chatzitza that's filling. So that would be a problem. Therefore, it would be a problem. It's one of the reasons the chassidim cut the hair so short. You know, there shouldn't be chatzitza that's filling. Okay. Anyway.
Well,
then the pay, that's right. Other than the pay, right. That's what they do. What do they call it? Double zero blade or something? You know, you go to the barber. Okay, so, right. I think ours are 3 or 2.5, I forget. Right? But anyway, double zero is on the cut very close. Anyhow, so yes, here I think it's all the same type of thing. The biscuit was like powder or gel, and so it's not the hair itself, but it's this stuff. So he says, "Hella the kaven shasul and noy having a gufa shall serve any chotzes b'tzon shal rosh." Okay, so he said regarding tefillin, it's not a chatzitza because it becomes part of the hair. It's put on for cosmetic reasons and so on. And it doesn't change the shape of the hair too much, so he says that it's okay. And that's the Pesukei Teshuva. All right, however, he continues, and he says that it's not a chatzitza and tefillin, but he says, v'kosav she'ein lilmod mizeh she'te isha mutaris lipo'ar v'vakazeh. But don't extrapolate and say that kashem, that it's not a chatzitza for tefillin, it's also not a chatzitza for neither. The tefillah is neither. Why? The miyad kishua asaras mayim ozel lehanoi. Because we just said that it works for tefillin because it's lanoi. Right? It's cosmetically, it's attractive and part of the hair. But as soon as you go into the water, the noi consideration disappears because it all, I don't know, disintegrates or whatever happens to it. Okay, melts down. The low adiv suma avik shalor glaim, but filo das harambam. Avik shalor glaim shen achozu diav, and kol mokam b'ho ramod, the zegori osim avik shalor glaim. Okay, bottom line is this powder could be a problem with the evid because there's no cool of noi at that point because the way the water interacts, whatever this powder was, so now it's not attractive at all. Now it's taka chatzitza. Okay. So that's Sif Memhei. Sif Memvob. Was what about going to the mikveh with clothes on? Now, this could be nogeya to somebody who wants to be tovel, like, for example, in the ocean or some other situation like that. Okay? So what about going with clothes on? So there's more beitzah, yud ches amud aleph. Gemara says that, I think we said this once before, we saw this Gemara, 39. Toshma, amar chiyah bar ashiyah barav, nida she'en lo begadim, maremis and tovelis begadel. She can go in with her clothing on. Rashi says what it means is, 40, kashilavusha. Okay, kashilavusha. And there it happened to Beitzah, you know, Mesechus Beitzah, Tova Yontif. Mesechus Beitzah sometimes called Mesechus Yontif in Mishalah. So the Tova there going in, is it a problem of washing clothes? So it's like Maharama, you're just going to cool off and so on. So I'm not interested in the Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yontif aspect of it at the moment. But she's allowed to go into the mikveh with her clothes on. From the mikveh perspective, it works. That's what I'm saying. In other words, that Gemara is talking about, can you do it on Shabbos or Yontif? That's the context. Didn't we see that? I think we saw this Gemara. Okay, Beitzah Daf Yud Ches. So, I'm sure we did. So, the issue there is a Shabbos Yontif issue, not a Nida issue, but Lamaisa, right? We saw that Gemara, no, Beitzah? We saw Gemara Beitzah earlier. So, that's what we have it here. But for our purpose, it illustrates that, what do you call it, that for Nida purposes, it works. That's the point. So the Rosh writes in Hilchos Miklos in Chav Ches 41, neither you call it over Gadel if you shamay and Miklos and Tachas Abkodim. The clothes are not that tight, so therefore, the water will get in. Okay. However, that's true. Okay. However, in Hilchos Nida Bekitzer, I told you the Rosh has at the end of Nida like a couple of pages. Hilchos Nida Bekitzer. So in Simon Bey said Betifshot Chaluka Betifbo. So there he's talking about chatchila. The chatchila is better to take off the clothes. And that's my point, okay? He says in the Hilchos Mikvos text, he says, Yichola lipo b'gadel. But he says in the Hilchos Nida B'Kitzer, he mentions that it's preferable to take off the clothes and be tovel. The Rambam, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Mikvos, Aleph of Zion, 43, Kol ha-tovel tzor sh'yipo kol gufo kishu orum v'vas achas. Okay, talking about men and women have to be naked when they go into the mikveh. Balser, not real close to Erosha, had a lot of hair, gotta worry about that also. Fine, that's part of the body. Anybody who is tamei. Remember, the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos is not limited to talking about women going to the mikveh, he's talking about even men. So you're right. Also, then tefillah. Well, b'di'evet, the Rambam also passes this way. Okay, but the evidence, if a person is tovel with the clothing on, it works with the evidence, also the tefillah. They shamayim boyin bahen vein achotetim, and therefore, b'chein hanida, she tovel b'megadeh, mutaris l'bayla. Right? It works for tara, and it works for nida l'bayla, with the evidence, you go with your clothing on. And that's how the Sukhar of Pasim here in Sif Membab, nida she tovel b'megadeh, mutaris l'bayla. Straightforward. Okay? However, the Shach makes an important limitation. Shachan's have caught in Nunvo. Shach says it depends on the clothing. He adds 45. Nira dafka ba'osan abgodim shen rufuin alayla. It's only got to be loose fitting clothing. Avalo ba'osan shen mudakin. Okay, he quotes a Ramban like that and so on. Dafka b'isha v'deh shen rechavos. Why, shekain ha'yamina nashim shalahan. Moshadayin nagu ha'nashim shalahan. funny clothes, it's cannot, but you know, you see these, what do you call these dresses, these flowing, billowing dresses, you know what I'm saying, like this, you know, in like the women wear in the Badayan in these type of places, right? They have these very flowy, billowy dresses. Now, that's what he's talking about. There's plenty of wood. You go into the water with that, the mikra gets in. Okay, as opposed to yoga pants, okay, which are popular in circles today, right? So those things are tight-fitting, right? So that's what the Shach writes, that they're talking about, free-flowing clothes, not so tight. So that, then that's when the dinim of the Mechaber and the Rambam apply. Like, but a man, he says, who has more tighter-fitting clothes, or women. Okay, okay, they have different types of clothing that fit more tightly. Okay, and very in connection with this, Minchas Yitzchak has printed one line from the Tshuva, 46. Minchas Yitzchak Chelak Dalet Siman Lamed Hey Os Yud Bey 46. Benachshel Idanen the Betvila Bedding Suit. That's what that word spells out. Okay, bathing suit Hamahud, which is tight fitting. A bathing suit that Hamahuda Kaitim Alaguf. Bivadai lo also lo tefillah. Okay, so that's an important point that the Minchas Yitzchak is saying. Tefillah in a bathing suit would be a problem. Because think about a bathing suit, the men or women's bathing suit, they're pretty tight on the body. Our bathing suits today, anyway. So that's what Minchas Yitzchak is, that would be no good. So if a woman wants to go to the mikveh with clothes, she'd have to wear loose fitting clothes. Well, yeah. Well, he's talking about women, you know. He's talking about women. Yeah, men's shorts probably would not be a problem. Well, maybe the top, but you can loosen it up. You can loosen it. He's talking about women. So also love tefillah. And this too is talking about women. Okay, but...
even if it's like more tight-fitting, the water still gets everywhere.
Yeah, but, you know, again, around the parts, let's say, around the legs and so on, where it's tight, it's... I guess eventually what it gets, but maybe not enough. Yeah, but that's because the bathing suit itself it gets wet, right? I don't know if water gets in. I'm saying, you're right, it's not airtight, it's true, watertight, it's true. Right. Yeah. But anyway, he said it's a problem. Yeah, you know, I know, but he says that it's clothes that stick to based on the shach. Right? The shach said the whole cool is only on loose fitting garments. Okay, so I'll tell you where this is no good. Yeah, I'm sorry, question?
I don't know if it should be literally
Yeah, but I think it's pretty, again, you're only in the mikveh, if you dump down for 1 second, it's conceivable that not every piece of skin is going to get wet.
Right.
She has a tight-fitting bathing suit.
And she stays there for like a minute.
That's something else. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Oh, so I just want to tell you where we have this halakha ma'aseh today. When a woman becomes a giyoris, right, when a woman comes with Giora, so there's a whole concern. This was became a cause célèbre a few years ago, as I recall. Unfortunately, it was a mikveh in Washington where the rabbi had a camera there, whatever it was. But it became a whole concern. I what do you do with a woman who becomes, she requires tefillah and has to be a bezdin? So how do you take care of tznius? Right? So the man is not a problem, obviously, but a woman. A woman is a problem. So there are different plans, different things that are done. Okay, I remember what we used to do was, I'm involved in the Garrett's business in Teaneck. So what we used to do is we had the regular mikveh, and a woman would go with her, a friend would go with her, and she would call us when the woman's already down in the water, standing in the water. And all we were able to see, we poked our heads in by the door. There was either a board or a towel or something, so we could not really see down other than her hair, or that we saw her head above the water, okay? And we told her to go down, and we just watched. And you could mamish. Again, I've done this multiple times. Your mamish can't see any part of her body at all, just see the head. When we saw the head go down, and the hair was in, we said it was good. And we told her we'd slam the door hard to let her know that there are no more men in the room, and now she can come out to make the problem. Okay, whatever. What we do now, again, there's a lot of discussion about how can you have men in the room and so on and so forth. So, and some women are nervous about it. So what we allow in our mikveh and others is either she has a robe, a loose-fitting robe. She goes down with a loose-fitting robe. Again, we don't come into the room until she's down in the water with her back to us. And that's when we ask her the last couple of questions and so on, you know, about accepting yadas. And she's wearing this loose-fitting robe, and or she has a towel around her. And we tell you, okay, now let go. So it kind of billows up a little bit, and she goes down, and you see mamish nothing. So I can attest some personal experience. I've done this multiple times. That there's no tzitzis issue. I mean, you just see her head go down, and the towel and the robe kind of is loose, but it's a big robe. It's not like a small, like small spa robes. I mean, it's a big robe, so you can't see anything. Huh? What they used to do. This is an issue, again, I think what they used to do is they would put some kind of a barrier up, or how they would do it. It's interesting because... That was another thing, that was another way to do it, to put it, and they just cut a hole in the sheet, so just ahead, there's another thing they did, yeah, correct. It's different, but today it's really, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's interesting because in the wake of that whole discussion, so there are women who, and I gave a shiur about this, some very learned and knowledgeable one spoke in one of the schools in Teaneck, kind of the wake of this whole situation, about how maybe it's not right for men to come and so from you know, I don't know her background, I don't remember the name, but and I had just given a shiur about it, so my wife said to me, I should show people that I'm open minded, I can listen to someone else's presentation. And this year will be interesting especially. So she gave a learning presentation. I happen to own the sources, But this piece I didn't know, but I subsequently confirmed it. When Ravacha was the Rav in Cairo, okay, he was in Egypt before he came back there to Israel. So when Ravacha was in Egypt, this was an issue, and apparently the diamond did not come in. And some person would say, as long as you hear it splashing or whatever, that's good enough. And Ravadi did not like that. And that was one of the, now that I knew, but that, and he changed, wanted to change the policy, okay? And that was one of the things that caused him to leave Egypt, because he ran into the, you were aware of that? I didn't know that. I did not, until I heard this one say, I was not aware of that, historical information. But and Rav Moshe also doesn't allow it. So what so I didn't say anything during the whole presentation. What's that?
The lady mentioned those two stories.
She mentioned a story about Rav Avadya that she said it. She was very honest. She quoted other posts. Well, again, I knew the sugya, happens to be that I didn't give a shiur about it, so I was up on it. But she mentioned both Rav Avadya and Rav Moshe would not in favor of this. And she told that historical story, which I subsequently found out other people also know. I didn't know it. I guess she was honest. She was intellectually honest. So she was advocating not like this. She was advocating that today, given all the garbage that's going on. So people, I didn't say a word during the piece, but afterwards people asked what I thought. So I said, look, if Rav Avadya is safe, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, arguably the two biggest poskim of that door, one for Sardin, one for Ashkenazim, one in America, all were against the, who's going to argue? In other words, you want to say you found some other earlier sources and so on. I said, I don't think you're helping the convert. Okay, I don't think you're helping the person, because if these are the two biggest poskim, so you're going to call, the gears are going to call to the question. So what's the purpose, right? And especially, I said, today, we can set it up with tzitzis. We don't need to do it. Yeah, so there's some, a rabbi, unfortunately, he was not, psychologically not well, whatever the story was. Okay, so it doesn't mean we have to change our policies. And I said, you're not, it seems to me you're not helping people if it's not going to be accepted by Roman Rabbi in the world. Or I just say, once you find some both said that it's no good, then it's no good. We can't do it, even if intellectually or emotionally we may want to do something. I think in the long run, it seems to me that you're making life more difficult for this convert, that she wants to get married, or later on she has children, and they find out that it wasn't the bezdin. Anyway, I only mention that because we do this, we rely on this kula, going with the kula, going with the kozon, because Plenty of water. She gets plenty of water. Okay.
Can you just beg a rabbi things that would be good for her husband needs to watch a board?
It would obviate that. I can't see why not. You know, the case doesn't want to. I mean, I think today it's a little different. Also, I think today the husband, it probably depends on the person. Will the husband mind seeing her, you know, go down? But if so, I guess it would work. Yeah. Okay, let's
move. Can we start a minor agreement also for clothing?
No, but if but
it's
if you're tight fitting, it's not going to help. Well, I mean, the water won't get there.
The water got in.
No, but she went in with the clothing on. So how did the water get in?
Whatever. First, she puts on the clothing in.
Oh, okay. I guess that could work. Okay, it's not practical. I'll think. Okay, let's move forward. next case. So that's if Mem Zion. Okay, you have to look also the Rokeach rights in Simon Shinai and Vav. I want to go through, take a little, if you don't mind, go a little over time, just to finish this simon. Okay? So that's this. Okay, again, it's not that difficult at this point. The Rokeach talks about, in Simon Shinai, I have kinim. Okay, lice. Okay, now lice, it gets stuck in your hair and so on. You probably remember from elementary school, having to have lice testing, you know, from time to time. All right, so Rokeach writes, "Chaynir a min kinim shadvuki bebasar, benoshkin bebor bakum ser, benidbakin bechozek bebasar." I mean, they like, I don't know if you ever, the school nurse found lice. You had to get this special shampoo, and we had it. It was more a problem with little girls, I think, than little boys. But I mean, when I had my daughters were little, you know, every other month there was another problem. The kids had lice and mice, and you know, we had to get this special shampoo and throw out some of the, cut the hair on the dolls. Everything else where all these lice congregate. Okay, and as the Rokeach writes, the buck and bechosik bebasar, shetzar chalasin, they chamin, okay, the ligar and the tziporin, you got to get them out. Okay, but he writes, Avalim eno yochol asirin, habi ketit shetachas atziporin, obotzik muot, sheno machmid, eno chotzit. The Rokeach writes, it's certainly preferable to get them out. Okay, lice, other bugs get stuck to the skin and then they go into your hair and so on. If you can't get them out, so people are not knocking. All right, people go around. You know, lice used to be a major problem. You know, it always was a problem. That's why people used to cut their hair very short. And they were like in England, they wore wigs. And men, I mean, George Washington, right? Men wore wigs. That was one of the reasons why. It had to do with lice, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah, it's
also. Yeah, it was a problem there.
It's still like
it. Yeah, it's a bigger problem than here.
People go to camp and they're so.
Yeah, they come back with lice. No, I know. I remember when my sister was next to us, when she came, once for the summer, whatever, the kids, some of my kids had lice. Okay. Anyway, so it's an issue, but otherwise it's a mid-channel makmin, it's not chotzit. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Sif Mem Zayin here, 348, min kinim shadvuki v'basim v'nashim v'or makam serim v'nvach v'chod v'basim tzarech ha'asir v'lechamen the garden with the tiporim, we may not have a chotzit. Okay? The Shach says, if you can get them out, if you can't get them out, then it's almost like they're part of the body, not makrit. Shach is called Menachas right. Tzarech ha'asir and mashmah. If you didn't, and you could have gotten out, then it would be even there, but it's no good. Okay? The other thing is the Pesachei Tshuva adds, in Sukkot Menachaf Hay, he said that if they're dead, then everybody's makbid, so they got to get him out. Okay, he says, right? He says, quotes the Chumash Daniel, the awesome kinim tana meisim adukim b'sar tzarek nasiun da'avi chadzit. Okay, good. All right, that's not that pleasant, but that's the din with that. All right, Sif Mem Ches, the following situation: what does this have to do with kavana for tefillah? So the Gemara says in Chulin, we're on Chulin. We might have seen this before too. Chulin Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph 51. Itmar Nida Shenem Sar Vitovla. Okay, she went into the mikveh against her will. She went to Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Tahara Lebesa. For the husband, it counts. But Asura Lecha Betruma in terms of Tuma Tara not. Yochanan Amar. Remember we had this Gemara. Af Lebesa Lo Tara. That doesn't work for the Machuk is Rav and Yochanan. Amar Rav Nachman Rav the Amar Tara Lebesa Asura Lecha Betruma. Okay, how could it be? Avon Karis Lutra Isra Misa Mubaya. How could Rab say that it works for neither purposes, with Sula Baila, which is a din of Karis, it's not going to work for lesser Isra of Truman and so on? Amalei, Baila Chulun, Uba Chulun, Lobai Kavana. Okay, that's a special din by Kachim, it requires Kavana. Okay, Rashi 52 explains there, Chulun Lamar Abanav, Lesa Zakal, Lisko Klubada, Tome Shachal Tuma, Mitzvah Shamayim. The Kari says, Chomer more, okay, fine. Then the Gemara asks, and that's on Lamar Alf and Alf, the Gemara Lamar Alf and Beis asks, so 1 second, Hey Kedome, Nida Shenen Savatova, what's the Mitzvah? How could it be against the will? So Eli, with the Ansa, Chavertah, and Atbele, Kev the Chavertah, Kev the Malisi, right? He says, what, a friend pushed him in, okay, and then forced her. There is some form of kavana, okay. So work for truma too. But all the truma nami after the tan acharesus shashoto asumas yidro daita imeisan pichos misachnos oson. Right, we discussed that too. Someone there who is a bar das is with them. Said ochas truma. So our papa no shenafa min hagesher. Okay, she fell off a bridge. Hopefully a low bridge. Okay, but she fell off a bridge and landed in the water. So she didn't get hurt, but it ended up was she had no intention of yidam mikru. Or Rabbanon, she yarda lahakir. She went into cool off. Right? So it didn't have kavana for mikra. Rashi says in 54, the Rav Nosson never lobbied in kavana. Okay, so then he says the case of Nafum and Agesher, she wasn't even interested in bathing. She fell off the bridge. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, or Rabbanon, the boy near kavana, you have to have some kavana. So kavana is she yarda lahakir. She went in to cool off, and then she's just going to cool off part of her body, and then the whole body went in. Okay, so that's the case over there. So how do we paskin? So the machok is Rav and Yochanan. So the Rashba writes in his chidushim to that sukin chul and lamar aleph and beis, not in the bayis Torah Sabbat. Maybe it is. I didn't see the Torah Sabbat, but it's in the chidush Rashba there in chulim lamar aleph and beis 55. Within psak halacha, benida nearly the common of Yochanan. Because we have a general rule: Rav of Yochanan, Aleph of Yochanan. Okay, and therefore Nida, who went in without kavana, okay, so the evidence counts. That's how the Rashi paskins. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. In Agos Ashriya, 1956, there in Chul in Park Base in Ches, he agrees with the Rashi. Neither shenensa betavla, pion shenafam regesher, or shorda hakir rabam or tahar lebeitim yochanan or afla beitim altar, afagav the bar machul and loboy kavana. Here lechor alacha biyochanan, it's no good. Okay. However, the Rambam is pasnag rab. Okay. The Ran first. I printed the Ran on the Rif and Chul and Zayin and Aleph and painted the Rif. Okay. The Ran disagrees. Okay. The Ran says we follow Rav. He says, and he quotes the Rambam that way. 1 second. What did he say? 1 second. Yeah. Well, Pasuk Rambam's al perik alvus and goes to Rav, damar tahor lebeisa, and he thinks the pasuk Rav because chulin lo boi kavana, and that's the Rambam in perik alef halacha ches, kol atovel tzarik leskaven atvila, in lo neskaven also atvila lechulin. You should have in mind you're going in for tefillah purposes, but if you didn't, it works for chulin. And I feel a need to tovel lo kavana go and shenufel atov hamayim. Oh, you are the lucky raising the teres abayla. So in kachim not. So the Rambam says it's certainly chatchila shab kavana, but otherwise it works. All right, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Sif Mem Ches. Neither should tovel 59. Neither should tovel below kavana or shenufel tochamayim. Shadal haka raising the teres abayla. Ramor adds yesh machmirin. I'm based on Rashi. Okay, Yesh Machmir and Matzichon says Tefillah Cheres, Yesh Lahachmir Lachatchila. Amos says you Machmir like the Rashi Lachatchila, but the Shach says Sukkot Nuntes not with a bracha. Okay, she doesn't have to make a bracha in a second Tefillah, but he agrees Yesh Lahachmir, and he also mentions in Sukkot Samech that the friend's kavana would work for her like we saw before. Again, I don't think this is terribly nogeas. It wasn't all chalaisa. Spend too much time on it. Taz also Zikon Mem says he wants a chaverta, right? That it works because she had kavana. All right, again, like I said, it's not such a common type of case. The Pishnei Tshuva says it doesn't, it has to be a friend, someone who will have kavana for her, not some stomach pusher. Okay, I don't want to spend too much time on that. Let's go on to the next thing. Sif Mem Ches. The Ramon Sif Mem Ches. Now this is Nogea. Okay, halacha. The Gemara in Erevin. says as follows. We've seen this also. And, you know, we've gone through the whole year. We've seen a lot of these Gemara's already. He says, Gemara says, I'm going to have an olive and Arabin. 63. Yoshe Tzrifin, the whole Chemid Boros. Certain people, their lives are the married lives are a problem. People have to travel a lot, and the women are, you know, not always with them, whatever. Tanan Hochi, Elezik, Isbiri, Omer, Yoshe, Tzvikin, Yoshe, Kvarim, Avonasim, Omer, Oro, Shochem, Kobahim, my time, Ulu, Omar, Shein, Lamer, Chatzos, and no places to go to the Mikra. Yochanam, Nesha, Margishin, Zel, Zed, Mitvila. They're close, and everybody knows when they're going to the Mikra, and so on. Okay? Rashi there in Erevin, again, we saw this Gemara. We said if there's no mikvahs nearby, they have to travel a long while, you know, a long way to the mikvah, and meanwhile the husband is with somebody else, and so on. Okay, look at the last Rashi. That's what's important to us. The no mikvahs. Everybody knows when she has to go to the mikvah. All right. So based on this. Agos Ashri in Erevin, Parakei Simon Gimel 65. He writes, "Nirale b'shil zeh nagu nashim lios tznuos b'leil trilosam toleg b'ruma." The Agos Ashri quotes based on this Gemara, the woman should be very private about the fact they're going to the mikvah. They should conceal that they're going to the mikvah, and that's what the Ramo brings here in the second part of Sif Memches. In the second part of Sif Memches 66. Yesh shakosul sheyesh leishul yisnu abelel tulasa b'chein nagu anoshim lahaster leil tulasa. Women don't broadcast that they're going to the mikveh. Shalech b'ruma or b'fnei abrius sheyargishim b'mnei adam. Umisha ena osekein nemar leil oroshochem b'hein. It's not mentioned. Okay, to let people know they're going to the mikveh. Now, the question is how private you have to be. Okay. For example, she should be private, but if there are minhagim, as Rabbi Shulchan points out, and other achronim, if there are certain things that it's going to be clear that she's going to the mikvah. For example, we mentioned earlier about not eating meat or something like that, and that's the minhag. So if she's not eating meat, someone will figure out she's probably going to the mikvah. We don't say, oh, therefore, we can break that minhag. No, you know, we don't talk about it. It's also for people to know. It's just a theist question. Okay? Yeah.
I'm assuming the reason why is because it's not sneeze to let someone know what you're like that this is going on.
Yeah, right, correct.
The Shulchan Aruch says that you should be miyachid clothing to wear special that when you're in nida.
Yeah, very good. So that's what some of the posts can point out. We have those gemaras that the neighbors knew, right, that they had special clothing. So the maisa, again, where we have it was just undergarments and nobody knows, right? But in the neighboring ones, that's what I think Ramosha points out. I don't remember I saw this. Or some of our opponent point out. That obviously it's not usher for people to know. It's just a matter of keeping snua. For example, some posts can write, it's not so, a woman comes to shul. I guess some women come to shul Friday night. Okay? They always come to shul Friday night. So she comes to shul Friday night. This Friday night, she doesn't have any makeup on. So you don't have to be a Sherlock Holmes to figure out, you know. So again, it's not that you have to totally not know anybody, just to keep it snua. That's, I think, what it means.
But no, it's not that it's not us, but it seems like there's a stira between those two things.
Yeah, so I think that the Gemara there was talking about in terms of clothing was to keep it with undergarments, but it's a good hour. We try to the extent that's possible to minimize, but sometimes not possible. I think that's what you have to say. I hear your point. Okay, what about the one last thing here in this Sif Memches, one more thing from the Ramo here, and that is the following. After coming out of the mikveh, so the Gemara says in Brachas, an interesting Gemara, Chaf Amar Aleph, 67, famous Gemara, Yochanan, Havi Rogel Davi Kozo Yosav Shari Detrila. Yochanan, who was a very handsome person, that's what Rashi says in 68, Brachas Chaf Amar Aleph Dimas of Yochanan. Adam Yufei Torah, okay, and they have a very attractive physical appearance. So Yochanan would sit by the Shari Tvila. Omar, he salpon benos Yisrael, but asim tvilim is taklam bi. So when the girls, the ladies, come out of the mikvah, I'm the first thing they'll see. Benahavale zara the shafir kavosi. Therefore, if they conceive that night, they'll have babies that attractive like me. Okay. Amar Rabbana lo kamistap emar mena bisha. What about ayin hara? What about whatever ayin hara? Other temptations. So he says, "Anom mizar the Yosef kasina the lo shalta mena bisha." It's the main part. Says mei moros alay ayin. Okay, there's no ayin hara. Okay, we won't go to that point. But what do you see from here? You see from here, this Gemara says that somehow the first thing you see, that somehow impacts you. When you come out of the mikveh, the first thing you see. How do we understand this Gemara? All right? So there's a similar Gemara in Pesachim, okay, on Kuf Yud Aleph Mabez. Yeah. Okay, Kufir Al-Mabayit. Hai man de poga bitza mitin esakum etzila mitzilas mitza. Iyu kadu mishamash achta lele didei ruch zunim. Iyu kadu mishamash achta lele didei ruch zunim. Mai takanta lehi mahaq bishvok buz al adim b'yisayim b'yisoh lo dar. It's one of those gorns in Pesachim. It's some kind of a mystical thing. But also confirms the idea of what the first thing you can see when you come out of the mikveh. Okay? When you come out of the mikveh. So if you take a quote of the Pesukim there and heal him, to get this Ayin Hara out of the way. In any event, in this connection, the Rokeach writes in Simon Shin Yud Zayin, and this obviously smacks of a certain superstition, but it's in the Poskim. 72, the Rokeach writes, Kol Isha Shatovel, Upoga Bakelev, okay, Isha went to the Rekha, the first thing she saw in the Kiman Rekha was a dog, a Shimsha, and then she went back to her husband. Again, whatever exactly that means. Okay, he had tipshin, kilavava chamor. The first thing is a donkey, so he'll be stupid. If she conceives that night, then the children will be stupid like a donkey. Okay, pogabama aretz, banama aretz. Okay, and they're all based on this Gemara with the Yochanan. That's why Yochanan would sit this and they wouldn't see a kelev or a chamor, whatever is first, or pig. Rather, they'd see him first. Okay, and he quotes the Mar Pesachim as well. So there's this concern, the Kolbom, I don't pretend to understand exactly what the concern is, but somehow there is this concern that is brought up. The Kolbom brings this as well. If you take a look in 73, Sim Kufum Hei, Kuf Mem Hei, in Kolbom, or Chanina, Bishel Shikavelas, over the dog, and the Chamor, and all these things. All right, so you can read it there also. He has even other animals, horses and different things. So, Ramah brings this halacha at the end of Sif Mem Chai, 74. He says, "Yeshal nashal nizor kishos mitzilah sheyivka bo chaverta shaloyivka bo tchila davar tamei agoy in pogavo dar elu in hiyirah shemaim tachzor betipol." Going again before being with the husband. Okay, behind the kamen and mutal hatel chamen lemikra. That's a different discussion, which we discussed a little bit more. It's an Ilchus Mikvos. Okay, but that's what the Ramah ends over here. All right? The Shach explains, based on this Rokeach, and Sikot and Salah Chalach, Kelev, Chamor, Amoritz, Rekochavim, Chazir, Sus, Mitzora, all these different things. Okay? Avol Berokeach, based on this Rokeach. All right? Now, I thought where the Pesukim come from, fine, the Shach discusses the whole thing. Lemaisa today, okay, Lemaisa, well, we'll get to the Pesukei Tshuva, it's Mark Haftaz, says, again, from the Chamur Daniel, that talking about Amaretz Gomor, how do we define Amaretz? We don't have to spend too much time on this, okay? But Lemaisa today, the first person the woman sees is the mikveh attendant. So we solved the problem. That goes back to what we started on this early in this year. You have a mikveh attendant there, right? That's another good reason to have a mikveh attendant, because that's the first person you're going to see when you come out and finish. Okay, so that's
the Rebbe question.
Yeah,
there seems to be a riot that you don't need an attendant.
Yeah, because there was somebody else who would see, or the attendant already left the room when you came out. So you could say it either way. The last thing, at the very end here, I'll mention, even though it's not in this simon, but it relates to leaving the mikvah. Okay, so I just want to throw this out. We should be aware of this din. The Gemara says on Shabbos Daf Yud Dalad Amud Aleph 77. Give me just a few minutes to finish up. Okay. Again, it's not in this simon, but it relates to going out of the mikveh. All right. the Gemara says in Shabbos, Amar of Bibi Bar Marmasi, Shabbatchila had told me Ma'oros Mechunos and Mesuchim. Okay, Vahunos and Amayim Shuvim. Originally, the mikvos, as maybe happened, I mentioned earlier, were not like today, or maybe Yosef, you mentioned, we're not like today, we have a beautiful, you know, beautiful mikvah, like a spa, you know. There was somebody very recently, I mentioned this too, the Chabad, I showed it to you, right? She's on, okay, she's talking on here. Okay, it happens to me and it should be. It should be. The mikvahs are very beautiful today. It should be beautiful. Women should want to go. In the old days, it wasn't possible. So they had places where the water was smelly, the water was this, you know, and I had to go. You know, so the Gemara has in Shabbos, Kufi Dan and Aleph, Amar Bibi Amar Asi Shabbatchila, who told him, Remain the Oros with Chonos and Sukim. Okay, the water wasn't so pure. Okay. And while you know, son of Maim Shuvim, and afterwards they would rinse off with better water. It wasn't the mikvah water, you know, which was other women going in, they would wash off with other water. But his skill, right? In other words, as Rashi explained in 78, I said Kufi Dal, I mean Yudal or Alf and Shaman. I told him, maybe Ara Sukhman Khanasim, Shaishba Arboim saw make Shaman, Shem Shem, the whole Tommy. Okay, except for a Zog who needs Maim Chai, fine. And then, Bahayunosin, Alayim Aguf, and Maim Shum, Lahavir Sirchon Amikvah. They would rinse themselves off with regular water, right? Maim Shum, not kosher Mikvah water. They'd rinse themselves with other water afterwards. But, because people got mixed up and they began to think that the main thing is the other water. The main thing is the rinsing off. Right? They started to think that's really what made her muteris. Okay? What really made her muteris to Labayla was rinsing off this other water. All right? Hishkilu says, Rashi, I told us to assume keva. And they would think that's the main thing. They would stop going to the washing on the dirty water. Let me just get the main thing is this other water. So we'll do that. Right? As Rashi says, so therefore, his chilu asum keva goes on tumah. They said his other water will make you tummy. What does it mean? My keva. I'm not going to go. Amar abaye. So lo elu mitaran, elu ve elu mitaran. Okay, and they would say, you know, they would need both. So I'm like, Rava, my naf kamina. So what? How katabu baharam? They still went into the regular mikvahs. Who cares what they thought? Elam Rava, no. So I'm lo elu mitaran, ela elu mitaran. They thought it's not the mikveh. Not both. It's not the mikveh, it's the other water. So therefore, they had to as Rashi says, in the last Rashi, Chashin and Dilma Asil Vatule, Taurus mikveh, told them Mishuvin. They say, you know what? What are we going to do this mikveh for altogether? So they confused people. And so therefore, they basically said, you can't wash yourself off afterwards. Okay? That's it. You can't go and bathe afterwards. So in the Hilchos Mikvos of the Mordechai, in Remez Tav Shin Nun, 79, Shomati kore tagar umalizim rosos tovlos im nichnesu achar tefillah b'merach. So based on this, they're probably objective that women would, after they went to the mikvah, would go to the bathhouse and make an evening out of it. Right? They go a little bit. They'd go to the bathhouse and bathe themselves up, warm up, and so on. And he said that some suggest the lo also la tefillah. All right. And the raya is this is that gemara Shabbos. It's one of the yurkas davar. You know, the Shalom Beisham himself. So based on that Gemara. Okay, now he says, that Mordechai himself said at the end of the third line, Uvanuyos and Yusi, Laniyos Taiti, Nira Li, the Lo Nitzla Hatvila, the Karba, the Reina, the Lechatkila, the Lechot, Bas Hatvila Alter. Okay? Because they only, the Lo God, the Gazu Tumal Amayim, Hapsipostim, Shetaba Kvar Venitar. Okay, but anyway, he says in the end, the Mordechai says that he said the tefillah, it's hard to say the tefillah wouldn't work. But at the end of the day, there are more paskins, not here, but in Hilchos Mikvos. It's in Reish Aleph, which we're not going to do. That's what I'm doing now. Okay, Hilchos Mikvos, it's in Reish Aleph, Sif Ayin Hay, 80. Okay. La'achar tefillah b'mei mikvah k'sherim, muteres l'kanes l'merchatz k'dei l'chitcham ha'atzma. Like that Mordechai. But, avalachs or v'lirchatz acharkach yesh osim v'chein nahagot. Okay, the minik is a woman should not, so they'll get it to us today. She shouldn't take a shower, okay, after being in the mikveh. Okay, she should not take a shower after being in the mikveh. All right, so that's what the Rambam says. She can go, like the Mordechai said, she can go to the bechas to warm up, to sit down, to, you know, relax or whatever, but she should not bathe again. Okay, she's not bathe again. And he writes, the Rambam writes over there, and again, it's not by us, but I want to stick this in because we're talking about coming out of the mikveh. So he says you shouldn't take a shower afterwards. You get home from the mikveh. So that's a question today. And today it's usually not so much a concern because the clothes are nice and so on. How far do we take this, this not showering? For how long? Okay. So different shittas, you look in the Barashim, I don't know what you're about to say, I forgot already. You look in a different svarim, it's a different possibility. Some say it's only a problem to take, don't take a shower in the mikveh. You know, if you come right out, go right into the shower, that's the problem. But that might think that that's part of it. But she comes home, not in the mikveh anymore, not near the mikveh anymore. She came home, then she can already go to the shower. And others say that it's the whole night. That night, she shouldn't take a shower even at home. Next morning, she can take a shower, but not that night. And others say that once she's with her husband, she can take a shower. It's only before she's with her husband. So different shittas about how that plays. I think it's definitely accepted that the women don't take a shower in the mikveh place itself, in the house where the mikveh is. As far as the others, again, some say that she shouldn't take a shower at home. I think that's how people are knowing. Although, as I said, today the concern is not to be concerned anyway because the mikvahs are clean, they're filtered water, and there's no reason why we want to take a shower. She's bathed before. No reason to take a shower until the next morning, whatever she normally showers. Okay, so that finishes up this simon, this long simon. Blue Nether, I will send out to my reformers. A couple of probably take two shiurim on Hafifa, some of the physical preparation, and one on the Birchas HaTvila, and that'll be the end of Hilchos Nidah. And then I'll give a couple of shiurim just if you want, on just the structure of the mikveh a little bit, something extra. Okay? Very good. Everyone should have a good day and a good Shabbos. Yeah.
Just a question. I was curious if the idea of the soas ha'ozen and stuff like that would parallel the sugya in Oros Chaim about whether soas ha'ozen counts as soas for purposes of tefillah.
No, it should be.
If it counts as soas for the purposes of tefillah, if it doesn't count when it's in your nose, that should mean that what's in your nose.
Yeah. The only thing is, I have to think it through because for tefillah, It's not a chatzitza question. Here it's a chatzitza issue. There it's a mental kind of issue, sort of, touching and so on. So I have to, offhand, what you said is right.
It's but it's not your machanecha if it's in your body. So
right. I hear what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing. Not sure.
And the second thing, I was wondering if maybe when it comes to the need wearing neither clothing, but it's once when they're going to the mikvah, maybe the specific issue would be the idea that like bia is going to happen because hakol yodin kala lama nechnasal lechopah.
Okay, so it's afterwards. Okay, I hear.
Specifically, it's what happens after mikvah night.
That's a good sort. That's a good sort. I mean, it's not the way they say it, but it's general sneers. Yes. Could be. Very good. Okay, I've gotten Shabbos. I enjoy Shabbos.